God.
Oh, Larry.
Oh, Lord McFaddy. McFaddy, are you okay down there? Oh, he's on the floor.
Larry.
He's on the floor. Oh. He's fallen.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, Lord. Did you press your life alert?
Oh, it's so dark.
Here, let me turn on this. Oh. Let me turn on the flashlight.
Oh, Lord. It's so dark. Oh, my gosh.
Are you okay?
My goodness. Yeah, I'm just glad the time changed.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
What's going on, guys? Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. I am your host, Mr. Larry H. Bader, and this is your show,
Larry Bader, and just welcome. What's going on, guys?
So I get there, and y'all, there ain't nobody but Big Fatty and his horror friends there.
Was there any inappropriate touching?
No.
Could there have been?
Big Fatty! Big Fatty!
Oh, Lord.
I'll take that as a hello.
Little booties on the cat so they didn't get the floor dirty with their dirty little paws while I was mopping.
And you are fucking retarded.
Oh, what's going on, guys?
Oh, you big fat thing, you. Man!
Gosh. Well, hello, everyone. And welcome to the Little Fatty Cast for Monday, the 4th of November, 2024. And the, Larry had a 20-hour day, year of Miss Dolly Hortensia Lavatria Parton.
Oh.
I'm one of your hosts, the one who, y'all, first class. Well, just call me first class Vader. That's
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Oh, and he had an extra hour to fix that.
Michelle, my flight attendant, got it right. And joining me today, as always, it's the fat one. It's Brick Fatty, everyone.
Hi.
Just one more of those. Because y'all.
What, is that your car?
Oh, toot toot. Y'all, we've got to come up with the e-jalopy sound, so we're gonna have to work on that a little bit. Though it basically just makes the jalopy sound, truth be told.
Well, you can just add the fart noise.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
Because the tessellator farts, right?
Right, it does. It farts. It farts just like Big Fatty in the Nip. Y'all, we'll get to that. So, y'all, happy November.
Isn't it wonderful? It's the crema season.
The Christmas crema season, I'm good with. I'm good. I'm ready for it. Y'all, I'm ready for all of it. Saw the leaves changing. I was up in New Jersey, saw the leaves changing. We'll get to that. But, y'all, so I
what exit?
Got fall. Y'all, I don't know.
Okay.
The one with all homeless right. people and guns.
So that doesn't narrow it down at
not
all?
Not at
okay,
all.
Go ahead.
I'm ready for the crema season. I'm ready to, you know, I'm not saying that the Vader family crema tree is up, but it's probably going to be here sooner than later. But, you know, I'm not so happy about it being dark as we record this.
Oh,
basically
I
dark.
Am. Ugh.
Basically
ugh.
Dark, y'all.
Love it.
Walked out of the Aldi this afternoon about 4:30, 4:40, and y'all, the headlights had to come on in the car. We were not amused by that.
Love
so,
it.
Yeah, I'm sure you do.
I love it.
So, Big Fatty, I guess we need to get right to it.
Let's get right to it.
Y'all,
yeah.
It was the Halloweeny.
Oh!
And y'all, it was a day. Let me tell you, y'all. My week at the coal mine was uneventful, but I mean, as coal mine weeks go. But y'all, on Thursday after work, I got in the jalopy.
I believe it. Telejop.
Right. Ooh. And y'all tooted my way on up to Fat Acre. Y'all, as I pulled into the neighborhood, the buses were unloading the children's right there, and y'all. Needless to say,
it was an invasion.
And I mean, y'all, Fat Acres is always full of the tricky treaters. But y'all, they were out and about this year. Let me tell you, y'all, it took forever to get to the villa. But luckily, Big Fatty had saved me a spot directly in front of the villa.
Had nothing to do with right. that.
Well, I guess they knew a fat person was coming, so.
Yes.
But y'all walked.
Thank goodness you were not in a no farting zone.
It's true. Y'all walked up and there was the Nip. Sitting on the gliding chair, and Big Fatty sitting on the porch handing out the candy. Y'all, the Nip was drinking tequila and orange juice.
Vodka and orange juice.
Right. You know what? It doesn't matter. It's the same effect. But y'all, the children's... I got there about 5:30.
Mm-hmm.
And the children's were in full force. Y'all, they were everywhere. And Big Fatty ran out of candy about 6:45, 7 o'clock. And
it's about 10 minutes to 7.
Yeah. And y'all, we went inside for a little while because we had to turn the light off and run before the next
right.
gang of them. Basically, it was like we were at LAX, really. We were driving LAX.
The only thing missing was the gunfire.
Right.
So,
right. And, anyway. So we ran inside, and y'all, we chatted for a bit and a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Oh, do we have an open mic to Walnut Hills?
Right. No, it's LA. But yeah, so y'all, then I finally said, y'all, I got to go because, you know, fat people had not had dinner yet. And it was 7:30 at that point.
Ooh,
the Nip was extra gassy. Y'all, I gave away the Nip's candy to children, and you would have thought. Yeah, Big Fatty wasn't going to have enough for the whole group, the last little group that came up before he could get away. And the Nip had procured some of the Big Fatty candy for himself. And so, y'all, I went in and got it because I said, you know, Big Fatty's not going to turn a child away so that the Nip can get the sugar by DTs.
Right.
Y'all, and this is the Nip who is just telling me that he's on the Ozempic. While we're sitting there,
right.
as he's grabbing handfuls of the candy, of the, was it Butterfinger? I think that's
Butterfinger.
Ones that he likes. So, y'all, Big Fatty gave his candy away. Now, there were a few pieces left. But, you know, so we, y'all, we said our goodbyes, and then we had to get out of Fat Acres.
Oh, now, I haven't heard this part.
Well, no, I haven't spoken to you. But, y'all, it was wall-to-wall children's. I left the villa and turned right at the stop sign and came to a complete stop because the police were there. And, y'all,
yes,
she said to me, because I had the window down. It was lovely. Well, it wasn't lovely. It was hot. But it was humid. It was muggy. And she said, it's going to be a minute. And I said, all right. I said, I'm in no rush. And she said, oh. She said, are you picking up? And I said, no, I was just watching my elderly friend give out candy to the children. And she said, oh, that's so sweet. And talked to her for a while. Y'all, couldn't have been nicer. They really, y'all, the police were there in Fat Acres, but they were there to make sure, you know, traffic wasn't running over any children or whatever.
Right,
they,
right.
They weren't
and they,
there.
They do that every year.
Right. And they, truthfully, they needed to be there because there was
yes.
there were a lot of children. And, y'all, sometimes kids just run out in the street.
Yep.
And, you know, sometimes parents do as well. Y'all, I got to watch all the good dads parade by. And then eventually mm-hmm. she, y'all, it was like a crossing guard. She stopped traffic to let me go and headed on home to the villa. And, yeah, it was a lovely evening. But y'all, there.
I think you meant the Vader family compound.
Yes. Here in the terrace, and so
yes.
But yeah, so y'all, it was lovely. But y'all, I was starving when I got home because you know I had eaten the nuts and bolts. The children got the Butterfingers, and I got the nuts and bolts.
Right.
And
which. Which you seem to enjoy.
I did. Yeah, I would have eaten anything, but the nuts and bolts are delicious. So,
mm-hmm.
had some.
now,
yes, yeah.
You mentioned something about 20-hour day.
So y'all on Saturday morning, that's at 3:40 a.m. in the morning.
Oh.
Which is not a time that I choose to believe exists. if we're being truthful. It's best never seen, as far as I'm concerned. My alarm clock went off, and sounded something like the jalopy alarm, and I hauled her out of bed, and y'all was flying to the Newark, to the northern New Jersey, to meet with a coal miner about about some wine, truthfully. Okay. And my coworker Lorena was going with
yes.
me. And y'all, neither one of us were thrilled about this, if we're being honest. But we were, y'all, because New Orleans didn't work out quite as it should have, and truthfully, this worked out better, we had to do this last trip. And when we both flew to New Orleans, we thought we were done for the year, if I'm being honest. And so this was a bit of a, okay, well, we're going to put on our best smiles, and we're going to do this. Got to the area of Puerto and got the broop, and Mr. Vader, you and Lorena have been upgraded to the first class. Which we said, all right. So, we got on the aluminum tube of death, and she said, are they not going to serve us cocktails? And I said, Lorena, it's 5:30 in the goddamn morning, but yeah, they'll serve you one if you'd like it. I said, but maybe not the best idea. So y'all, she wouldn't shut up, and I love her to death, but y'all, it's 5:30 in the morning, and that's AM, 5:30 AM in the morning.
Yes.
And no one around us was interested in us nattering, all the way to Newark. So y'all, we landed about 7:30. So it's about an hour and a half flight from an hour and 40 minutes. And from when we pushed back or when they closed the door. And so y'all got off the aluminum tube of death, went and got in the rental jalopy. And y'all, this thing was a jalopy. And first of all, the trunk wouldn't close because it had obviously been rear-ended, and they just kind of beat on it a little bit to make it look kind of flat. But y'all, the damn thing wasn't flat at all. It was bowed up in the middle. And then we opened the door and got in it. And y'all, I'm not sure how much weed they grew in that thing, but it had obviously been used as a marijuana farm for a while. And I just, y'all, reached into my backpack, pulled out my orange hat, and put it on and said, no, we cannot show up to meet Larry smelling like the marijuana. So y'all, Lorena had her ankle rebuilt surgically in June. So the walking, I knew I was pushing her. And so, y'all, we had to go back inside because, y'all, we didn't talk to anybody because you just get in the car and go. Well, then we had to wait in the line and blah, 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 blah. So they give us the exact same car. Y'all, we went to get in it, just different color. We went to get in it. I walked around the back to put our stuff in the trunk because, you know, somebody might steal it from us. And y'all, it had South Carolina plates on it.
Oh.
And I said, well, there you go. So, y'all, we drove. And I'm going to tell you, we had to drive through Newark up north, about 35, 40 miles north. And I'm going to tell you something. I mean no disrespect to anyone from New Jersey. I'm serious about this, and I'm curious. What redeeming quality does New Jersey have? I don't know, because I sure couldn't find one. And y'all, the people could not have been ruder, and the drivers were terrifying. I mean, there's a reason all their cars were dented up and bent up. Y'all, they did not care. I mean, inches from hitting you. It was awful. But anyway, y'all, we got there, and we met a guy about some wine. Could not have been nicer. Y'all, he had gone into the little town. Y'all, it's a gorgeous little town. The leaves are changing. I mean, they were bright orange. It was gorgeous. The little town was gorgeous. And y'all, he had gone into town and bought us a New York selection of bagels. And y'all, these things were enormous, number one. And two, they weren't sliced. So here I am, running on about 4 hours of sleep after having just narrowly avoided death a half a dozen times, driving to meet him, trying to slice open a bagel on real china with a steak knife. And so Yeah, it was delicious, though. So we had some bagels. We chatted. Yeah, we did what we came to do, and it took twice as long as it should have. At that point, I could see my chances of getting on the 4 p.m. flight. They just flew out the window because we had to go see his wine cellar and blah, blah, blah. And he was like, well, let's go to lunch. And so, y'all, he took us to this place he was so proud of. Y'all, it was, I mean, he meant well, and I give him credit for that. But, y'all, yeah, it was the nastiest pizza I have ever had in my life.
Oh.
I mean, and I understand what he was trying to do. But anyway, so y'all, he was like, oh, well, please take, because they insisted we get the personal pan or the personal pizzas. Y'all, the personal pizza was as big as a Domino's large pizza. So, I mean, I couldn't even eat half of it, and especially since it wasn't.
Which is saying something.
And so he's like, well, you must take it with you. You can get that through security. And so we said, oh, yes. So we packed it up. Y'all, that shit went right in the garbage as soon as we got to the first gas station. But, y'all, then they took us to an Italiano bakery.
Mm.
And I'm just going to tell you. Yeah, it was delicious. And y'all, I had, at that point, I was hungry, so I had no fucks left to give about shoving those things in my the gullet. Mm-hmm. But y'all, by the time we got back to the area of Puerto, which was terrifying as the drive up to where we went, y'all, it was 6 o'clock. So we obviously missed the 4 o'clock flight, so we were on the 10 p.m. Y'all, we went to the United Club because a guest can get in with me for free. And y'all, Lorena, I ran to the toilet because, as I mentioned, the food was nasty. So I was in there for a minute. I'm just going to leave it there. And y'all, I came out and Lorena is sitting at the bar. And I said, oh, are we sitting at the bar? And she said, sure. Y'all, rip roaring drunk. She got rip roaring drunk. And y'all, every time I turned around, she was bringing me another glass of wine. Now, yeah, I didn't drink any of it. Well, that's not true. I had a glass and a sip from one more. But y'all, at this point, I had been up since 3:40 in the morning. I don't know what she was expecting, but y'all, we got on that aluminum tube of death to come home, and y'all, they upgraded us to first class, but they put us basically in the cockpit.
Oh!
And so...
you had jump seats?
Basically, y'all was sitting right next to the flight attendant, and yeah, I'd had a couple, well, we had some bubbles when we got on the plane to celebrate. You may have seen that photo on the Instagram, Mrs. La 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 Lauren and Gervy Toast.
No.
Oh, they did, because they commented. But y'all, she insisted we have the bubbles, so they brought out the bubbly. Y'all, we hadn't even pushed back, and Lorena was drooling on the window.
Oh.
And so
passed out.
And so needless to say, I just kept, because they brought around the snacks, because, you know, in the first class, you get the good snacks.
The snack basket, right?
You do get a snack basket. And so do you think she wants anything? And I was like, she won't eat it. I kid you not, the flight attendant said, do you think she wants any more wine? Y'all, wide awake. The minute mm-hmm. she said the W word, and I was like, I think you have to drive home. And she's like, so, y'all, we got home at midnight, left my house at 4:40 in the morning, got home at midnight. So it was a long day. It was a long day. But that is it. We are done with the coal mine work travel.
But you got an extra hour of sleep.
Y'all, I was in bed. We landed at 11:40, supposed to land at 11:54. Landed at 11:40, y'all, and that we landed at the A gates. We landed at a Delta gate. I was very discombobulated.
I bet.
Because I walked off the plane, and I was like, we are not where we're supposed to be. And y'all, everybody else from first class said, we are not where we're supposed to be. And we were like, huh. And so y'all, then I was like, ugh. Because it's a little extra walk because the United gates are right by, they're like numbers 1, 2, and 3. So they're right by the walkway to security. To exit, so the Delta, y'all, we landed at the end of the concourse. So at that point, but y'all got in the car. I was home around 12:05, in bed at 12:14. So, and y'all slept until 8:30 this morning, which is really 9:30. So, you know,
yeah,
it was lovely. That's the only good thing about this time change is we just snored it right on up.
That's so good.
Yeah. So,
and you got a big week coming up at the coal mine.
It's old coal miners week.
God,
none of us are looking forward to it. You know, I've been working with some of the old coal miners for the last few months. So I'm very excited to be done. Let me put it that way. I'm excited to be done with that. And move on to the next horrid project, which is a little project that should have been done never. But I got to do it. So I almost finished that Friday before I left. But so that's all I got. That's all I got. Y'all, it's been lovely. It's been a week. But I did you hear from Awchris this weekend?
I did.
Okay. Yeah. So got some big news from the Awchris.
Oh, so. I didn't get big news.
Oh, well, I'll tell you later. But but you know what we're going to say? We're going to say, Awchris, we're wishing you some good luck. Good luck on this endeavor. So, so did that. And then, that's about it. Y'all went to the grocerarium today. They were out of bread. And so I immediately checked the weather because I was like,
right.
What is happening?
Well, Hurricane Patty is the next one.
Well, it's true. Y'all, hold on. I've got a broop. Hi. But I don't have my...
your specs.
I don't have my specs, so... no, I don't want to get a home team for dinner.
Oof.
Y'all, speaking of going places for dinner, the Dr. Joe, and we'll call him.
Yes.
Not to be confused with Doc Stone, who is he back from Hawaii's? I don't even know. He's been in Hawaii for like 3 months. But Doc Stone's, the love of Doc Stone's life, Dave. Dr. Joe and Dave and I, y'all, we're going down. We've got us a room at the Disney's Hilton Head Island Resort. Y'all, the three of us have not spent any time together in 5 years, so what could possibly go wrong? spend the weekend with the Nanny Elizabeth coming up here in a little while. Y'all, they've got a villa there, so we're going to get the lock off of the two bedrooms, so y'all, we can just have a big old drunk hoot nanny. And Dr. Joe doesn't drink, and neither does Mr. Nanny Elizabeth. So, what?
More for you.
More for myself and Nanny Elizabeth. So, what could possibly go wrong? Y'all, I think Jody and I are going golfing.
My God.
Y'all, I agreed to anything because I was on a plane all day, and I was like, sure. I mean, why not?
Okay.
Yeah. So that's me.
You know, golfing doesn't necessarily mean putt-putt.
Well, that's what Jody thinks. So, what about you, Brick Friday? Any other big doings this week?
well, you know, Tuesday is the election day.
Ooh, have you voted?
Oh, I voted weeks ago. The old people, they can mail theirs in.
Well, I early
voted. Have you voted?
Yeah, voted Tuesday. I think Tuesday. No big deal. Now, I will say a lot of people early voted. And I was really afraid. I forgot to mention that, I guess, when I was talking about my week. I went to the downtown library on my lunch break at the coal mine, which was a little bit further away than I thought it was in my mind. But ran over there. Yeah, I walked up the steps to the second floor because, you know, things are on the second floor.
Were you exhausted?
That was a lot of steps. And when I came around the landing to get to the second set of steps, y'all, there must have been 150 people ahead of me to vote. But y'all, I'm going to tell you, they moved that line along at a professional pace. And I got yelled at twice for not moving fast enough and standing in the correct spot poll workers.
You know what? You got to keep a fat person in line.
Well, you do. So, I was in and out in under 15 minutes. So, y'all voted and... all I kept thinking was, you know, this isn't the best. Everyone's like, oh, you're not going to have to wait unless you go to Mount Pleasant. Well, y'all, incorrect. But all I kept thinking was, if it's this bad today, how bad is it going to be next Tuesday? Because, that's a lot of line.
Ooh.
And I don't want to spend my whole day waiting in line if I can't avoid it. But y'all, I'm going to tell you what. You may have seen it on the news, but those poll workers were not taking crap from anybody. And nor should they. You know what? if you don't know the law, don't get all upset. So y'all, they were moving it along, and people were voting, and it was fine. I'm just gonna say this: a lot of young people voting, a lot of young people early voting. Good. So, in fact, it was me and like five other old people and 100 people under 30. So, I was very happy with that.
So the smell wasn't overpowering then.
Well, it was the library, so the rest of the space was full of old people and, truthfully, homeless people, which I guess that's where they hang out. I don't know, but it was a little weird, but also fun. So, they've got a parking garage, and you know the old people, we like to have some parking provided. Truth.
Yes.
Some complimentary parking.
Yes.
So, yeah. So, y'all, but before we're out of time, you know what? Let's do this.
Well, hello, porcupines. We've been waiting for you. It's time to play dead or alive.
All right, it's that game. The game where Big Fatty gives me the name of someone born on this day. And because he's, you know, super boomer, I won't know who any of them are. I won't know if they're dead or alive, but I'll have to educate you on who they are and then guess if they're dead or alive.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. All right, you ready?
I'm ready.
Marky Post.
Oh, Lord. God, is she dead or alive? I think she's probably alive. Y'all, and she's an actress, and she was in... Oh, God. She was in Designing Women, wasn't she? No, she wasn't. What was she in? She was an actress, yeah.
Marky Post is indeed an actress. She was on Night Court. Right. Yes. And Dead as a Doornail, which I was surprised that she was dead as a doornail also. Robert Mapplethorpe.
Robert Mapplethorpe. Well, now you pulled this one out for sure, y'all. Robert Mapplethorpe is dead as a doornail. Y'all, I believe he was a pitcher. He may have been an outfielder, but I think he was a pitcher in the sports ball way back in the day.
Robert Mapplethorpe is indeed dead, and he's a famous American photographer. You know, he takes a lot of those naked pictures and things like that.
He did.
Well, yeah, he didn't. He doesn't do it anymore. Loretta Swett.
Oh, Lord. Loretta. She's dead as a doornail. Yeah, Loretta Swett was an athlete. She was in the Olympicals way back in the day.
Loretta Swit is alive. And best known playing the part of Major Margaret Hot Lips Houlihan on MASH.
Still, you may hated it. All right.
Okay. Well, she's still alive. All right. Jeff Probst.
Y'all. Well, he's married to my coworker. But so he's very much alive, and he did not just shit his pants like Big Fatty did. Jeff Probst. Gosh, how would you know him? Jeff Probst. He was, basically from being a news anchor.
Yeah, Jeff Probst is indeed alive, and he is the host of Survivor. So,
speaking of shows I hated, now Night Court, y'all. Loved Night Court. And the new Night Court is kind of funny, too, in a weird sort of way. You know, we love that Dan Larroquette. Love him.
Yeah.
So, I don't know if I...
Have we got time for one more?
Sure.
Art Carney.
Art Carney. Y'all, dead as a doornail. Art Carney was a comedian, and I guess he's probably an actor, but he was definitely on those Hollywood Squares back in the day.
Art Carney, he was on Hollywood Squares from time to time. He was an actor. He is dead, but he played Ed Norton on the Jackie Gleason Show.
Oh.
And last one since tomorrow's Election Day, Walter Cronkite.
Oh, speaking of news anchors, y'all, he was the evening news anchor and...
He was the Nora O'Donnell of his time.
Ooh, too soon. And Walter Cronkite's dead, as far as I know.
Yeah, died in 1981. So he's been dead quite a while. you know, go ahead.
His reputation lives on.
Oh, yeah. you know, I'm not the only one that enjoys the return to standard time.
Well, you're definitely not.
No. Do you know anyone?
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
It's hard to tell the difference, but I feel like it's not just you. It's someone that reminds me of you. I just can't.
Is it because of...